This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour in La Crosse on Monday. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During the stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said that Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. The DPI is offering a tracker to see how federal spending cuts are affecting local school districts. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district.
You can see the tracker at dpi.wi.gov. You can vote in person absentee at City Hall today and Thursday from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. There are other locations open this week for absentee voting available at the City of La Crosse website. In-person absentee voting is also available next week. In addition to the statewide races, voters in the city will choose a new mayor, Branch 1 Circuit Court judge, and three school board members. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Today will feel like spring with highs above normal, topping out in the 60s in many places. Tomorrow, we get a blast of winter as rain, wind, and snow move in. Areas west and north of La Crosse will feel the brunt of it, with whiteout conditions and heavy snow possible from southeastern Minnesota into western and central Wisconsin. La Crosse is expected to be south of the main storm, but a winter storm watch is in effect for counties adjacent to La Crosse. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip, playing five different teams out west over the next 10 days. Tonight, they face the Golden State Warriors. College basketball, while Wisconsin and Marquette get ready for March Madness later this week, the Badger football team's spring practices are underway in Madison. Head coach Luke Fickell talked about the team's offense with a new coordinator, a new quarterback, and a lot of new players.
Obviously, day one, I think most important thing is efficiency to what we're trying to do. Right? I mean, there's a lot of new offense. I mean that in people. I mean that in just, you know, making sure we understand how we got to do things together. I think we're a little bit further along than, you know, I've really kind of spent a lot of time in football the last month and a half, 2 months, with just some walkthroughs and things, not just training and things like that, but doing a lot of football. And that's going to be real important to us.
That's the Badgers football coach, Luke Fickell, with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a storm system that will bring some rain tonight. Rain will change to snow tomorrow into tomorrow night. 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches of accumulation possible, and there will be some strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 miles per hour, creating blowing snow through tomorrow night. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. I mean, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher, they had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Hopefully your St. Patrick's headache has gone away. We'll be discussing top broadband officials exiting the U.S. Department of Commerce, what it means for broadband in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My next guest is Mr. Mike Olson. He's the founder of the Truth Chamber. So before we even get into that, Mike, how's your sound? Good?
I can hear you very well.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Sounds good.
But what Mike is Mike is a caller and a listener to Civic Media, and especially to the Earl Ingram Show, and he weighs in quite a bit. And so I thought it would be really interesting if we had Mike on for a segment in any of those of you who are in the listening audience, it's something I plan on doing, and that's at time to time bringing in different people who listen to the show and who weigh in to the show. So, you know, you may be next. But let's talk a little bit about Mike Olson. Mike, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm originally from Wisconsin. Grew up in La Crosse. Graduated from high school in La Crosse Central's 100th graduating class in our nation's bicentennial, our 200th year, 1976. So I think a lot of us in that era, maybe we're a little bit more exposed to democracy, to people power, to activism, because that's what we saw. Quite frankly, at least when I was growing up, you know, in that era, in the 60s and 70s, we saw people on the streets. We saw people fighting for what they believed in and what they believed was the right future. So that's part of it. But also, I need to include one other thing, and that is our very first Medal of Honor winner of our nation right after the Civil War. Was my grandmother's great uncle. And because of him being awarded the Medal of Honor, he was actually the sixth person. It was his group, his regiment, in the non-officers were offered the medals first. He, being the only officer, was the last one in the group, but who received the Medal of Honor. But anyway, so So that was instilled in us in a very young age that we have a duty. We have a civic duty. We have an obligation for our country. So between, you know, graduating from high school in 1976, our bicentennial year, and the history of our family in the Medal of Honor, we were just born and raised to participate, to be involved, to do fundraising for the VFW, to do bake sales, you know, for causes. So that's where it all started. I moved away and started a couple different businesses in Arizona. We did well. I did a lot of outside sales activity to sustain the business. And in time, I literally had thousands of customers, and I would see them, or most of them, on a regular basis. These were all walks of life, all ages, all types of people. But what I learned is everybody's got something to say. Everything has something to contribute, and I needed to respect what they had to say. So I walked through life with wide open eyes. I tried to listen a whole lot more than I talked and learn from all these business owners that I sold products to. So finally, unfortunately, we all saw 9/11. And that was the moment that everything changed from being a hobbyist and somebody who from time to time, you know, would get involved in certain activities. All of a sudden, things got real for us, real for America. We had the largest terrorist attack in our nation. And then when I learned years later that we were sold the war, the Iraq and Afghanistan war, this was a sales job done on the American people, that's when I started to say, you know, enough is enough. We then had the bailouts, the financial crash and the bailouts, which very few people that I talked to, certainly in my circles, were supportive of. But yet all of a sudden, you know, these trillions of dollars appeared out of nowhere. And we began bailing out these banks who did all kinds of things they shouldn't have done. So that's when then the Truth Chamber became mobilized. And now here we are now, and all things that what has happened is things have gone from bad to worse.
Well, let me tell you how bad things have really gotten. The give us back the Statue of Liberty, French politician tells the U.S. That's how bad it's gotten. They're asking for the Statue of Liberty back. Let me ask you, Mike. You created something called the Truth Chamber. So let's talk a little bit about what the Truth Chamber is. I thought it was interesting when you and I had a discussion about it. What is the Truth Chamber?
Well, the Truth Chamber is. And I've mobilized them a couple times for specific tasks, but it's really a group of individuals, people who want to get right from wrong, get the truth from fiction, who are tired and frustrated of being lied to and manipulated over and over and over and over, of being told of job creators and corporations are people and money, speech nonsense. No. The Truth Chamber is a collection of people who just had said, enough is enough. I want to figure this stuff out once and for all. I'm tired of being lied to. Things are happening so fast and are so important, and they're just blurring right on by. But the Truth Chamber, our mission is to just sort out the issues of the day. Very easy for the general public to read, to follow up, and get their minds wrapped around, so they can be better equipped to call out a lie when they're being lied to. So as simple as I can explain it.
So let's do this. Let's go to David. Good morning to you, David. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was wondering if he wanted to test an idea. He was talking about the multitude of different directions that Trump is going insane on and how bad it is for the American reputation. Well, if you remember, after World War II, we had the International Monetary Fund, and the United States had hypothetically been the most honest country after World War II. And so the world's money was going to be based against the U.S. dollar. Well, now, if Trump does everything possible to ruin America's reputation, then the U.S. dollar will be in the tank. And so America's total reputation being based on the U.S. dollar is going to be based on Trump's insanity. So changing out the money is what they did in 1776, and are we just going to have to change out the money and make our own reputations again?
Dave, I've got...
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call.
I've got... we've done some research on this. It's always looking for more, by the way, and thank you for contributing more. But the money changers has always been a big deal throughout world history. And what we are seeing now, and again, thanks for bringing it up, is we're seeing this move into cryptocurrencies and all this, these other financial gimmicks. And we're seeing, and I believe we're going to see very quick a movement away from the U.S. dollar. And holy smokes, people, if that happens, and if it happens too quickly, things are going to change in a really, really quick way.
So let me ask you, Mike. Our phone line's open at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So the American people, for the most part, are not as involved in politics as most of us are. And you hear people say, as you stated, they can't discern the truth from fiction. And, you know, there are reasons why they can't discern truth from fiction. It used to be, we would read things for ourselves. People aren't reading things for themselves anymore. They're relying on the internet, and they're watching cable news outlets, which basically control their thoughts.
Well, they're listening to the influencers. They're right. Not being taught anything. They're being told what to think, which is, I think there's a big difference between those two.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. And you know, so when we have morphed, and it frankly, it started with corporations, people in money speech flawed Supreme Court decisions. Those were bad decisions. It's just another case of the Supreme Court making a bad choice, a bad case. But it started then, and now, it's an industry. The dark money in the politics that are being funded by the dark money, without any accountability, without any pushback, no fairness doctrine to back them up. The American people are being run over like a freight train with misinformation.
All right, 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Mike Olson, the founder of the Truth Chamber. He's a guy who listens, constantly to Civic Media and also the Earl Ingram Show, and that's why he's here. You can wind up in that position as well. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, my guest is Mr. Mike Olson, and he is the founder of the Truth Chamber. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Truth Chamber a little bit later on, but he clearly is a guy who listens to civic media a lot, and who especially this show, and he certainly always has something to say. It's relevance, and that's why I invited him in to the studio this morning. There's breaking news. If you didn't know it last night, Israel strikes kill over 400 in Gaza. Not 400 Hamas, but 400 people, innocent children, women and children. And the ceasefire has now come to an end. And you know, the worst part about it is, you know, the president of the United States is not going to say anything about that. I think, Cardi, you got a little footage. Let's hear a little footage.
Yep, here it goes. Give me 1 second to bring that up. One second. Here we go.
Almost the entire family was martyred, all of them in pieces, and our house collapsed on us. Our house is directly next to theirs. There are also injuries at the Satari house. They are still pulling people out from under the rubble. We were sleeping just before Suhoor, and the house almost fell on us.
All right, man, that's, you know, that once again is the barbarism that goes on, it is more than frustrating to see what takes place and to see what is supported by our government. You don't get things worked out by dropping bombs on innocent people. I thought we've learned that lesson, historically. And if we haven't, God have mercy on our souls, that dropping bombs on innocent women and children is not the way to solve your problems.
That's what bullies do. Bullies, if they can't get their way, then they'll just strong arm their way to do it. And that's what happens when we choose not to push back. We choose not to hold these bullies accountable. We the people have fallen asleep. We have turned our backs on our obligation. And quite frankly, it's an insult to many of us because there are so many of our troops, so many of our ancestors that paid the ultimate price to give us the freedom and liberty to live in this great nation called the United States of America. And here we have right in plain view, we have January 6th go on, and Donald Trump called it a love fest. It was a perfect meeting. Then, they come out and start blaming others for MAGA responsibility. It just enough is enough. And if the American people are tired of this, then stand up and call these people out. Don't let the liars continue to lie and manipulate. We've all been duped.
All right, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning,
Great
Tom.
Job, Mike.
Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. First, I think we need to start saying we the people, because we pay the taxes. That's why we have skin in the game. Government, we need to make government great again.
Yes.
Like it was under FDR.
Yes.
Like he brought us Social Security, unemployment, and the WPA system. We have got to get money out of politics. We have got to stop the privatization of the commons. And for those people that don't know, the commons is the police, the fire, the roads, all the things that we share in common. And we have to define the difference between public and private. I don't want the government making my tennis shoes. I do want the government and all my taxes going towards things we all share together in common. And as the great FDR said, government by organized money is the same as government by organized mob. Mike, any of your thoughts, or Earl, any of yours?
Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's music to my ears when I hear you talk, because it is truth to power. Somehow we have accepted two sides or three sides to the story when there is only one. There's only one truth, and don't let these right-wing pundits and quite frankly, these anarchists tell you different. Both parties are not the same. There is truth that we need to recognize and abide by.
All right, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. My guess is Mr. Mike Olson, founder of the Truth Chamber, 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. La Crosse Democrats held a membership drive on Monday, highlighted by guest speakers Jill Underly, who is running once again for state superintendent, and David Crowley, Milwaukee County executive. Recently announced congressional candidate Rebecca Cook also appeared. La Crosse mayoral candidate Shondell Washington Spivey was endorsed by the Democratic Party at the event as well. Washington Spivey faces La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo in the Tuesday, April 1st spring election. Two city committees meet today. The Redevelopment Authority will consider adding a property as part of the River Point District. The La Crosse Center Board will receive several updates on its operations this evening as well, including a final 2024 report. The Board of Park Commissioners and Police and Fire Commission will meet Thursday. Meanwhile, Thursday's La Crosse County Board meeting has a light agenda. It will consider changes to three finance-related ordinances, among a handful of other items. The USDA has ended programs that serve fresh produce to food pantries and schools. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools program. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program.
USDA officials said the programs were intended to only be pandemic relief. There weren't any area teams that advanced to the state high school girls basketball championships this past weekend in Green Bay. Durant, Arkansas lost in the semifinals. In boys basketball, Aquinas and Cochran Fountain City made it to the state tournament this week in Madison, with Aquinas playing Thursday night and Cochran Fountain City playing Friday morning. The boys basketball state championships are being played at the Kohl Center in Madison this week. Title games are on Saturday. For 1490 WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a storm system that will bring some rain tonight. Rain will change to snow tomorrow into tomorrow night. 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches of accumulation possible, and there will be some strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 miles per hour, creating blowing snow through tomorrow night. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, please. I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, don't miss our weekly climate check report with Melissa Baldoff at 6:30, and at 7:30, our homeroom segment on the value of public schools in our state.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
once I was strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Again, my guest is Mr. Mike Olson. He's the founder of the Truth Chamber. So let me ask you, Mike, the average American who right now can't discern truth from fiction really is lost, trying to figure out a way out, has put trust in people who really haven't earned their trust, politicians who really, for the most part, are more concerned about remaining in office than they are about what happens to the average American citizen. So how do you get those people to be more focused and more concerned about what's happening than they are right now?
That is the challenge. Because the influence market has grown exponentially. I mean, influencers are as very little example of that back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, this is really an internet thing that was spawned out of the internet. You almost have to challenge yourself, in my opinion, Earl. You know, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't make sense, then I think it's beholden to us to look deeper into that subject matter. Whatever that topic is, whatever's important, you know, is it education, is it healthcare, is it infrastructure, is it democracy, whatever that topic is for you, it's no longer smart, in my opinion, to rely on others telling you what to do. It's up to us to figure it out. It's up to us, you know, does this sound right? Does it feel right? And then trust your instincts. Trust the instincts of your neighbors and your family in the conversation about the topics of the day. Quantum thinking and with people power, I mean, that's the reason why our jury system was picked and selected, you know, to have 20-some jurors hear a case. It's because quantum thinking works. People get it right. When we pass along decision-making to one or two people, a very, very small group, that's when the risks become front and center. That's when we make bad decisions. So for me, it's all about quantum, getting people involved in sifting through the nonsense and identifying these groups that call themselves fair and balanced, and we report and you decide, when all they are dark money-taking influencers. We have to be smarter than that, and it's up to we, the people, to rise to the challenge. Other nations are doing. We're seeing all across Europe, protests are going on everywhere, and we see a few here too. But America needs to get on its big boy pants and big gal dresses back on, and lead from the streets.
So let me say this to you, man, because I do believe that ship has already sailed. I think that when we look at where this nation is headed and where it is right now, the people who are in power, who control, basically have a lock on all the power. And so financially, they have the resources that they can own and control the politricksters who are in office.
And it's a system that we allowed them to set up, by the way. This was done in the sunlight, in open view. You know, they're doing the Telecommunications Act in the middle of mid-90s, which, you know, changed the ownership of media. So it allowed them to be concentrated instead of diverse. We allowed this to happen. I hear you loud and clear about, you know, that the ship has already sailed. But I got to tell you, my experience is that we have a system, and you have to work within the system in order to change it. If you're going to try to change a system working outside the system, be careful, because there's all kinds of pitfalls.
Let me ask you, let's talk about that system, a system that has allowed
self-service.
A man, not alone, Donald Trump did not do this alone, but a group of people who have changed the system that we believed in. That system has been changed, okay? Because right now, they control it all. And so, again, to wake up people, and it, clearly the only way you can fight it is to wake up throngs and throngs of people and get them to understand, what is it going to take for them to realize that, you know, this is not beneficial to them. Just because they say Donald Trump is my man, Elon Musk is my man, and you watch some kind of silly people who text these messages who really are sheep, they don't know any better, and they just quote the same thing that the big cats are quoting, and they don't even count. The big cats don't even know anything about them, and yet they're going all in on supporting what these big cats are doing. Money, whether we like it or not, money controls it all. We live in a society and in a world that puts more value on money than it does human beings.
We need to have that system in checks and balances. We need to utilize the U.S. Constitution in its simple brilliance.
It's broken.
It is broken. And we can talk about the Supreme Court and the capture of the Supreme Court. We can talk about how all that happened. But to keep it simple, you're absolutely right. The moneyed interest has taken over. The oligarchs have taken over. Jimmy Carter warned us about this in the late 90s. We saw many elected representatives on both sides of the aisle, Earl, refer to this. Hey, you know what? I'm out. I'm not going to run again. We have self-servants running the asylum, so to speak. We don't have public servants. Many good conservatives left the political sphere. Many Democrats left. Why would we want our lawmakers to be hustling money in fundraising instead of doing our work? We allow this to happen. We can bring this thing back. I hear you loud and clear when you say that the farm, you know, the doors are wide open, the barn doors are wide open, and the big money's out and about. But I promise you that if we got our act together and we got away from this divide and conquer nonsense that is attacking us, attacking our society, attacking the way we live every day. We're attacking our relationships with our family and our friends over politics. Come on, guys. We can do much better. We the people are much better than this.
All right, let's bring Brendan on board. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Good morning, Brendan.
Yeah, I mean, As we talk about, you know, the freedoms being gone and free press disappearing right in front of our eyes, you know, I hearken back to what happened several months back when Elon Musk was flying between the U.S. and Germany. And in Germany, he tried to bring a very extreme right-wing Nazi party back into power.
Yes.
With his money.
Yes.
It didn't work. We need, and Tom Adler here is making a great point. The German people created the firewall after Hitler so that another extreme party could never take power. And if they weren't able to win power, they weren't able to have their people active within the government. But I'm afraid that really what's going to have to happen in this country is there's going to be some kind of civil war of some sort. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how it's going to be pulled off. But what, people haven't started really feeling the pain yet, but it's coming, folks. And when you really start feeling it and the people around you are affected and kids are having to take their 80-year-old, 90-year-old parents into their homes because their Medicare has been taken and they can't stay in their facilities any longer and people can't get health and they watch their friends die.
Well, Brandon.
It's going to push people.
What about just the defiance in the ignoring of the rule of law? Basic tenets of America is the rule of law. And we have a president and senior government officials that are absolutely flipping you and me, we the people, the bird, when we're asking them to follow subpoena and follow the Constitution. We cannot allow this. We must stand
hey,
up.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. So let me say this to you, Mike. The rule of law, all of those tenets that people have held dear and sacred have been flushed down the toilet.
True.
Okay. So let's not live in a fantasy world anymore because Donald Trump just gave the bird to the rule of law. And he's constantly giving the bird to the rule of law. Okay? And so the rule of law can't matter to you and I. And we're forced to deal with the rule of law, and then yet the president of the United States and all of his minions don't have to deal with the rule of law. If the rule of law is not across the board, then why should we accept the rule of law?
You're exactly right, Earl. We should not accept it, and that's my point. It's in our face. We can see this. Look at the bailouts. Look at the COVID billions of dollars that were forgiven to the corporates. We can go on and on with specifics. But unless we, the people, get the real story, get the facts, instead of being spun around in circles like a hamster on the wheel, we just have to slow it down. We can do this. And when we ask people to call representatives, it works. I have talked personally with several of our representatives. I hear you loud and clear. But it's as far as the frustrations, one or two or 20 people aren't going to move the needle. But I promise you, in one marketplace, if you get 1,000 people protesting, if you get people standing up for their rights and standing up for their nation and for their families and their neighbors, it's contagious. People are looking for that, in my opinion, Earl. People are looking for a shining light because all the lights for our future are dimming. Our young people are freaking out because they're being saddled with huge debt when they don't even know, their career path.
All right, 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Mike Olson, the founder of the Truth Chamber, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that one.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that one.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. Lacrosse is home for Matt Nair on Air.
Few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. I tell you, man, my guest is Mr. Mike Olson from the Truth Chamber. You know, I am really discouraged. You know, I've lived 7 decades. And I've seen a lot, and my fear and my worry is for young people who are not going to know this nation like you and I knew it.
So true.
They're changing the nation from what it was to what they want it to be. And that's, you know, you constantly talk about we the people. Well, you know, you got half of we the people that don't vote. You've got another half of the half that's left that supports the things that are happening to them. And it's a monumental climb.
Earl, that's what happens when criminals get in a room, sit down, and plan out a crime. The next door neighbor, knows his neighbor as being a guy who mows his yard, plays with the kids in the backyard, but he has no idea, you know, what goes on in his head. But, you know, a criminal has a really good chance of sneaking up on people. And all of a sudden, you know, he's picked your pocket. That's kind of what happened here. With the Lewis Powell memo, that was created in like 1970, was the architect, the blueprint for the New World Order, for the moneyed interest to become organized, but yet in stealth. Because they knew that once the people would see what the moneyed interests were up to, that the people would step on them like a bug on a sidewalk. Lewis Powell, to his credit, said, you know what? No, No, no. Keep your head down. Keep quiet, but organize. And so what happened is Richard Nixon assigned a Supreme Court seat to Lewis Powell, and there is when we found the 1976 Buckley Supreme Court case and the 1978 Berlotti Supreme Court case that made corporations to people and money speech. That's the catalyst, is when they were able to fundraise and organize and create this right-wing machine to support the Lewis Powell directive. And by the way, who was Lewis Powell? He was a tobacco attorney out of Raleigh who came up with slogans like "more doctors smoke camels than any other cigarettes." That's who these people are. They find ways around the public to get things through.
So when you're watching the government being dismantled block by block, and the opposition party can't do anything to prevent it, when you see representatives of the party that's dismantling the government afraid to push back because they're concerned about their future and their seats, not the people, their future. And so they remain silent. You're fighting a battle, a monumental battle.
It is a battle, but it is one that can be won. You know, we just have to realize what's going on. We must begin to trust one another and trust our own instincts instead of these again, influencers that are being paid huge amounts of money to lie to your face over and over and over. You know, and they call it trickle down or job creators or pay to play, donor class. All these things are words that ought to get your attention, because they're meant to mess with you, mess with your head, and confuse you, get you spinning around so you give up and you stop the fight. I promise you that once the light is on these issues and the people start looking at these challenges like a juror would in a case, with an open mind, the truth will come out and the truth will set us free. It is what has to happen for our republic to survive, in my opinion, Earl. And us polywonks get it. Us people that this is our wheelhouse. This is your wheelhouse, Earl. You've been doing this a long time. You can smell this stuff. You can sense this coming long before the guy even says what he's going to say. You know what's coming. History is repeating itself. And so for us polywonks, we know what good government is. We've experienced it, especially those of us older. And it is very attainable. But I got to tell you, you cannot have people that want to destroy government working in government. That's the problem. We elected and put in the wrong people. They're self-servants, not public servants.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for, you know, coming in and sharing. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Okay, we're going to go out this door right here.
This is the talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Dom Selvia.
Next time, 617,000 Wisconsin food insecure residents targeted by DOGE. Plus, which voting bloc will be most impacted by the trade war retaliation? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fresh fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.